Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, September 3rd, 2015. And here's a quick look at what's coming up.
Tonight.
Problemática que nos aqueja desde el año pasado y que hasta la fecha no hay nada en concreto.
The vaccine reaction they don't want you to see. And are you tired of the same jerks in office? We'll vote for term limits. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I don't care if you got a handlebar mustache. I don't care. But the fact that you have it, you think you've now like attained godhood, that you're so ignorant, you don't know what July 4th is, but you're running around celebrating, we're the Democrats, we're winning, Donald Trump's in trouble, while the global stock market's melting down, while they put cancer viruses in the vaccines and prepare forced inoculations, and feed us GMOs that sterilize every mammal species that's fed them within three generations. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, in 1947, Congress limited the president to only two terms, 8 years. That's because they said too much power for too long is a threat to our freedom. I happen to agree with them 100%, but, well, don't you think the same thing should hold true for Congress and the Senate? I mean, these guys have unlimited terms right now. And some of these guys have been in there for a very, very long time. Just look at these dinosaurs. Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont, he's been in office for 40 years. Wow. Barbara Mikulski, she's been there for 38 years. Chuck Schumer, 34 years in office. Chuck Grassley, 34 years. Hatch has been there for 38 years. Mitch McConnell, 30 years in Kentucky. Harry Reid, one of the most corrupt senators of all time, he's been there for 32 years. Skip a couple of these guys, go to John McCain, another very corrupt politician, every bit as corrupt as Harry Reid. He's been there in Arizona for 32 years. Richard Durbin, 32 years, and Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, 79 years old, 34 years in office. No person should hold power over a nation this long. And right now, there are 227 career politicians in Congress with, by the way, an average approval rating of anywhere from a dismal 9% to 16% approval rating of Congress. Can you believe that? Yet somehow, magically, they keep getting reelected again and again. And that's because they are bought and paid for. They are controlled by the big corporations that put them into power to begin with. And these same corporations are keeping them in power. And how's this for a conflict of interest? 87 members of Congress are being lobbied by members of their own family. I mean, it's basically turned into the modern day mafia. They don't represent you. They represent their corporate controllers and the military industrial complex. For example, the Air Force is developing the next stealth bomber, and the top defense contractors, Boeing, Northrop, Lockheed Martin, they are competing for a $55 billion contract, and 29 members of Congress own stock in those companies. That's how the game is played, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I want to give you a typical example of how Congress works. And this is one of many, many examples I could give you. But here's just a stereotypical example of Congress. All right. 93% of Americans, the overwhelming majority, they want the country of origin labels put on our meat products. That's all meat sold in the United States. Makes sense to everyone, right? Of course, we want to know where our meat came from. You know, we want to know if it was shipped in from China, if it was shipped in from Mexico. We have a right as consumers to know the country of origin. But the foreign countries that sell us their meat products, they don't want us to have labels on our meat. So the U.S. House of Representatives voted 300 to 131 to take the labels off our meat. And that's because Congress doesn't care about you. They no longer represent the will of the American people. I think most of us know that by now, but well, what the hell are we going to do about it, right? Well, what if I were to tell you that there is something that we can all do about it? And it might even be a lot easier than you think, because come to find out, the American people in the states, we have the authority to supersede Congress. We're going to tell you all about it. And like I said, it might be easier than you think. And we have Victoria Steele on the line with us right now. She is the Assistant National Director for Term Limits for U.S. Congress. I like the sound of that. Victoria, let me get this straight. We can add a term limits amendment to the Constitution, am I right? And there's nothing Congress could do about it?
That is absolutely correct, and that's exactly what we're working towards.
That is awesome, and I think a lot of folks are going to think it sounds too good to be true. Why don't you tell us how it's possible? I know a lot of people are going to say that Congress will never stand for something like this. They always pretend that they're going to, that it even campaign saying that they're going to go for term limits, but it never happens. How is it going to become possible this time?
Well, our founding fathers were geniuses. They left us an escape hatch. In Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, which details how the Constitution itself can be amended, there are actually two ways that the Constitution can be amended. The first one, everybody knows, goes through Congress, two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, yep, ratified by the states. Second option, and this is what we're doing, is starting with the states. Two-thirds of the states can call for a convention to amend the Constitution for the same subject. Now, this is where the catch is. It has to be for the same subject. Once those two-thirds states, which in our case nowadays is 34 states, make that call, then all 50 states send one representative each, a delegate, to meet together to come up with proposed amendments. Now, those amendments still have to be ratified by three-quarters of the states, which is 38 states. Congress gets no say in this. That's the beauty of it. We can limit them, and they can do nothing about it.
Well, and you're obviously doing something right, because already they're starting to panic over this, because I noticed the lobbyists and the big corporations, they're totally opposed to this. And they're coming out of the woodwork saying, no, that this is not a good idea. So that's a good start. That means we're doing something right. But also, you know, I think this is revolutionary right now, because right now we have social media. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. And we can get the word out. And by the way, your webpage is fantastic. And I know that I'd like them to pull that up right now. I invite everybody to go to the webpage where they could sign the petition. And also your Facebook page is very informative as well. And I think that's reaching a lot of people. Do you think that the time is now where we're actually at an advantage because of social media and networking?
Oh, absolutely. We actually started on Facebook, and once we got a solid base on Facebook, I think we were at about 50,000 followers is when we branched out and we're like, okay, we need to reach more people. So we built our website. We set up on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Pinterest. We're working on a Tumblr account right now. We are hitting every social media, and I'm also working on Google Plus, trying to build up Google Plus as well. Social media is the backbone of what we're using to reach people, because national media they're ignoring us right now. They don't want to touch it.
Well, you, I was going to say, first the biggest, they ignore you, but pretty much you watch. It's not going to be too much longer where they're going to come out against this as well. So first there's the lobbyists, the big corporations. Next, naturally, is the mainstream news media who's going to oppose this as well. How else can we get involved? And I know signing the petition is a big step, but what else could we do to get involved in this?
What we need right now, we need people out in the community with the hard copy of our petition. Our electronic petition is fantastic. It has helped us reach people we wouldn't have otherwise been able to reach. But those hard copy signatures, pen on paper, actually carry more weight with state legislatures than the electronic petition. We need people in all 50 states carrying our petition and going to people that they know. If we could get, we have 136,000 followers on our Facebook page. If we could get just everybody on our page to fill out one page of our petition, which is 15 signatures, that would put us so much closer to our goal. You know, the more that we can get, the faster this is going to happen.
Well, and it only takes a couple minutes of everybody's time. And I know a lot of people are thinking to themselves, probably not our audience for the most part, but there are folks out there that are going to say, look, this is what the whole election process is about. If you don't like the candidates or if you don't like the incumbents, if you don't like these guys in office, vote them out. Why is that not a good idea?
Let me point something out as far as voting goes. And this is, you know, what most people don't seem to grasp. There are 535 members of Congress. You, me, my next door neighbor, everybody gets to vote on exactly 3 of those members in Congress. You get to vote on your 2 senators and your 1 representative for your district. You know, Congress has right now, as of today, I believe, and I didn't double check my figures, but 14% approval rating.
Well, no, and it does average. And I said before you came on it, they average anywhere from a dismal 9% to a whopping 16%. And that's because,
exactly,
we know that they're owned and controlled by the big corporations that put them in there to begin with, the military industrial complex. They're also making money while they're in there. I was shocked to find out, I can't say I was shocked, but I'm not really surprised, but the average net worth of a U.S. senator goes up $1,600,000 annually. So every year they profit as well. So it's almost like they're getting commission because the big corporations are no doubt they're profiting. The military industrial complex, they're profiting. And then their guys that they put into place, these congressmen and these senators, they're getting commission off of these deals as well.
Well, absolutely. And that's a figure that we've actually put out there time and again. You know, another figure that, you know, plays heavily into, you know, there's a 96% reelection rate for incumbents in Congress, 96% with a 14% approval rating. That's a big disconnect. Now, the reason why is you have lobbyists are pouring $3.2 billion a year into congressional campaign funds into their pockets. So when you get to election time, the incumbent has all of this media coverage. They have all this money to spend, and a challenger coming in has very little money. There's a huge imbalance in the amount of coverage. The average American voter, those people who do go out and vote, which is dismally small numbers at this point, 80% admit to voting either based on recognizing the name on the ballot, their party line, you know, they're either strict Democrat, strict Republican, or based on the commercials they see on TV or, you know, the signs on the corner. And whoever has the most money can put out the most signs and the most commercials.
No, you're absolutely right. And I also noticed you had a figure on there on your Facebook page comparing to how much Boehner, for example, how much he spent on his elections compared to these guys that were running against him, and it was night and day. I mean, just millions and millions of dollars. So it's virtually impossible to run against these guys.
It is. It is impossible. And because of that, in the 2014 election, 58% of the incumbents ran unopposed in their primary. 58% didn't even have to fight against anybody in the primary.
Wow.
And then you get to the general election and you have a voter who has, you know, somebody that they may not particularly care for or somebody of the other party.
Wow.
It's a catch-22. They're between a rock and a hard place. They're going to vote the party line and you get the incumbent back in the office.
All right. Well, real quick, because we're almost out of time, I want to ask you about this. In May 1995, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states cannot impose term limits. How do we get around that?
Supreme Court ruled that individual states could not limit their representatives separate from other representatives in the federal government. What we are doing is we are making it constitutional.
That's
we
right.
are adding an amendment to the Constitution that says all of Congress is limited. So it is even across the board. It's not the states doing it to their own individual representatives. This will be a constitutional amendment, just like the 22nd Amendment that was passed in the 1950s that limited presidential term.
Well, fantastic. I love the sound of it, Victoria, and it's good to have you on our side. We got your back, and come on, folks, just a couple of minutes of your time. Sign the petition, and let's kick out 227 career politicians out of Congress. Together, we can do it. Thank you for joining us, Victoria.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's right, folks. Congress is not going to limit themselves, so it is up to us. And, you know, if I had a dollar for every time a politician used term limits as a campaign promise and then turned around and changed his mind, well, I'd be rich as a member of Congress. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's flip-flopping when the InfoWars Nightly News returns right after this. Stick around. This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just fucking stupid.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different hand cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Coming up later in our broadcast, we're going to take a special look at how Donald Trump seems to be folding under pressure. Looks like he's going to finally sign the loyalty agreement to pledge his loyalty to the Republican Party. Again, that's later in the broadcast. But right now, we are going to show you, and I got to warn you, this is some disturbing video that's come out of Mexico. It's going viral right now on YouTube and Facebook. And it shows a group of young schoolgirls going into convulsions after reportedly taking the Gardasil vaccine. And this was, again, at a school in Mexico where they lined up the kids, gave them the shot. We've seen other videos like this, very disturbing, but this should be a warning to us all. This is what happens or what can happen when you take your children in to take the HPV shot. And we're here, Rob Dew, our news director, is here with us right now.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this video. I know you stumbled across it last night.
That's right.
Very alarming. Posted it right away on InfoWars.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. It was sent to me from Twitter. I went to the link, and I couldn't believe it. It was a whole room full of girls that just took the shot. Now, I couldn't really translate what the guy was saying. We had one of our interns in the office, Carmen, said, you know what? They really don't know what's going on. They're asking for help, but you could see they're fanning people, so they're hot. It's probably a fever, which is usually associated with a febrile seizure. And you can go on the CDC website, and they talk about childhood vaccines and febrile seizures. What is a febrile seizure? Roll that video, and let's tell them about it. Sometimes fever can cause a child to experience spasms or jerky movements called seizures. Seizures by fever are called febrile seizures and are most common fevers of 102 or higher, but they can also happen at a lower body temperature. When the fever is going down, most febrile seizures last for less than 1 or 2 minutes. They can be frightening, but nearly all children who have febrile seizures recover quickly, and they don't cause any permanent harm and do not have any lasting effects. And then down here, it says how they can increase when they have different the PVC-13 vaccine and the DTaP given with the flu vaccine. But it also says, look at that, vaccines can help prevent febrile seizures.
Oh.
Right, just like the young girls that we just showed having febrile seizures after the vaccine. Now, what they're also trying to say is that it's a gene and only 1 in 1,000 kids will experience this. This is from Yahoo News, from the Associated Free Press. Scientists in Denmark are saying that this is back in 2014, that there is a chance you could have these seizures, but it's because you have a certain gene, you're predisposed to have them. It's not the vaccine's fault. It's never the vaccine's fault. And here's another study from Ann Berg, PhD, seizure risk with vaccine. She says there are, and her conclusion is there are significantly elevated risks of febrile seizures on the day of receipt of the DTaP vaccine and 8 to 14 days after the receipt of the MMR. But these risks do not appear to be associated with any long-term adverse consequences, unless you count ADHD as an adverse consequence, unless you count dyslexia, unless you count allergies, unless you count narcolepsy, all the things that are listed as possible side effects of vaccination if you go and look in the insert, which a lot of people don't do. They're afraid to look at the insert because it's small writing. They don't want to take the time. They'd rather watch TV. But look, and show that video of the girl in the hospital room. This could be your kid.
Well, and I was just going to say these videos are popping up more and more, and this is horrible. I mean, exactly right. This could be your child, and this isn't an isolated incident. We have a video out of New Zealand from earlier this year where it's a very hard video to watch. It's a 12-year-old girl who's going into convulsions as well, and the mother said that if she just wish, obviously, that she would have researched it.
Yeah.
But now it's too late.
And that's the thing. Once the damage is done, you're going to have to live with that damage and try to correct it afterwards, which is a lot harder to do than just preventive maintenance, which is, you know, avoid vaccines.
Yeah. Or
at least do the research so you know what you're getting into, so you can recognize if your child is having an adverse reaction. And I'm not one to advocate vaccination at all.
Well, look, personally. I want to quote, I got a quote from somebody who helped develop Gardasil to begin with. Her name is Dr. Diane Harper, and she was at a public conference on vaccinations, the fourth annual one. And she said, quote, Gardasil is largely unnecessary and has never been fully tested on females under the age of 15. There's little need for the vaccine. So, you know, there's somebody that helped develop it to begin with, and she's actually out there in a way advocating not to take the vaccine. It's been untested. It got pushed through again. FDA just go ahead and, you know, billions of dollars are involved here. But now we're the conspiracy theorists because we see children having convulsions all over the internet, all over YouTube, and it's happening more and more again, but we're the crazy ones.
Roomfuls of children. And now this study that I pulled up from the American Epilepsy Society, seizure risk of vaccination, this was done in 2002. This was before HPV was even out. I bet my bottom dollar they're not doing any studies about risk of seizures with these Gardasil or Cervarix, whatever these vaccines are. But you can see there's a room full of Mexican schoolgirls on the floor convulsing.
Now,
this should piss you off.
Oh, it makes me very angry, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners and people who are watching this right now, they have obviously the same reaction. Some people have read the comments that some of the boys are smiling and laughing, so they're saying that this is fake, right? But don't you think that they're just nervous? They don't know how to react, and
Nervous reaction. Sometimes people smile when they're nervous. They don't know what's going on. And, you know, if you walk in on something like this, maybe it is kind of, you don't really know the seriousness of it. And kids usually don't know the seriousness of
this stuff. A lot of
those
kids look very concerned.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they're recruiting schoolboys to hold these girls down so they don't bash their heads into the walls. Cause you could see them when they wrench back. The one girl, right here in front of us, she sits up for a second and then she slams her head back down. Yeah, there's the kid. He's smiling about it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really get the seriousness of what's going on. You know, and the guy shooting the video, judging by what the commentary is, he's asking for help. He's like, what is going on? Why are the kids acting like this? We need help. And they're not getting the answers in these communities that they deserve. They're getting lip service. Hey, it's safe and effective. Don't worry. It's just a small percentage that are going to have these. It's not lasting harm. I can tell you without a doubt, lasting harm is going on in these kids' brains.
Oh,
they are not going to be the same people afterwards.
Absolutely. Well, let's look at some of the side effects. And basically, this can almost be an ad. It reminds me of one of those ads that you see on television for prescription drugs. Gardasil, destroying little girls' lives one injection at a time. And now boys, too, can get the Gardasil shot.
Yeah, they can't wait to give it to boys.
May cause convulsions, grand mal seizures, deafness, circulatory collapse, blood problems leading to unexplained bruising or bleeding, fainting, or brief loss of consciousness, chronic fatigue syndrome, foaming at the mouth, blindness, and death. Gardasil.
And we had a caller today. We had several callers talking about the different adverse reactions that their family members have had after taking this. One in particular, her name was Patricia, and I encourage her to get back in touch with me, robd@infowars.com, robd@infowars.com. We'd like to have you on as a guest so you could talk about this and flesh it out more. We also had a lady talk about how the CPS was, after their kid was having seizures, the CPS was getting called into from the school. The school was calling them. And so that is the way the whole system is set up. They give your kids these soft kills that they cause them to react adversely, and then you're the bad parent, and so we got to call CPS on you and then start controlling how your kids are so we can give them more drugs, and that's what they want to do in the end.
It's not just Mexico and the United States. It's all over the world. I just found out hundreds of adverse reactions to the vaccine reported in vaccine. Teenagers were injured by the shot. Here's, you know, three girls dead, others hospitalized after the Gardasil HPV vaccine. This was September 14th, 2011. So this is an ongoing thing. You're not going to hear about it on the mainstream news, but I tell you what, folks, it is all over the internet and the studies are out there, not just the Merck's own studies, but independent studies that prove without a doubt that it is a very, very dangerous vaccine.
There's a lot of adverse reactions to it. Yep. And I remember last year, right about this time when back to school was happening, there were a lot of little girls dying after the flu shot, and they had been vaccinated from the flu, or they would die from the flu, and they were like, well, they were vaccinated. We don't understand why they died. The press never wants to do their due diligence. The mainstream media never wants to go, hey, is there a connection here? They never ask that question. Right. They print it and go, well, she got the flu shot, and then she died of the flu. It's the same one she was vaccinated against. No connection.
Wow.
Obviously no connection, even though in the flu shot insert it says it can give you the flu.
Well, that's because it's a billion-dollar industry, and I think they're going to keep promoting it.
Tomorrow, fourth hour, we're going to have people call in with their adverse reaction stories. So be prepared for that. If you have an adverse reaction story that you want to share with people out there to warn them about the dangers of vaccines, be sure you call in tomorrow during the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. That'll be 2 p.m. Central.
Right on. Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining me. Coming up next, Donald Trump. He's done his first flip-flop of the 2016 campaign. Be sure to check it out. We'll be right back.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermail Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermail Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermail Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
From 1951 to 1961, the U.S. Army paid Israel's health ministry 3 million lira to conduct radiation testing on Sephardic children that immigrated to Israel. The government-run public schools would tell the children that they were going to get a medical checkup and that they were receiving an X-ray. The Pentagon had already radiated more than 4,000 institutionalized children in the United States, many of which had died. More than 110,000 of the darker-skinned Jews were given 35,000 times the maximum dose of X-rays to the head repeatedly. Many of the children died within months. All of them lost their hair. Some still live today and endure excruciating health problems. The covert testing of chemical, biological, and radiological agents on unsuspecting populations continues worldwide today. From 1940 to 1979, the vast majority of the British population was sprayed by aircraft more than 2,000 times with deadly chemicals and microorganisms without ever being told. In 1968, the Pentagon tested a deadly bioweapon on New York subways and placed personnel in local hospitals to monitor the effects. Aggressive sterilization of men and women continued in many states until the mid-1980s. The United States and England are currently testing pesticides and highly toxic experimental drugs on tens of thousands of healthy foster children, many of which die as a result of the experiments. Prisons across the nation have forced inmates to participate in grisly experiments, ranging from pesticide studies to having tablets of dioxin sewn into their backs.
Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebs would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Bertrand Russell.
H.G. Wells, Aldous Huxley, Bertrand Russell, and hundreds of other eugenicists constantly bragged about how the establishment believed themselves to be a separate, more advanced species than the common man. Top eugenicists were bold enough to admit that their real goal was not improving the heredity of the commoner, but to further dumb them down so that they could be more manageable. Nobel Prize winner Russell wrote at length about how vaccinations filled with mercury and other brain-damaging compounds would induce partial chemical lobotomies and develop a servile zombie population.
Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable, and any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Bertrand Russell.
Over 100 years ago, eugenicist social planners said that they'd use mind-altering drugs to control the population. By 2007, more than 20% of the U.S. population were on some type of prescription antidepressant. But in the case of foster children, a sector where the state has total control, at least two-thirds are forced to take a cocktail made up of, on average, 7 psychotropic drugs. Chairman of the Texas Society of Psychiatric Physicians, Joe Burkett, testified before the State House Select Committee hearing on psychotropic drugs in foster care and shocked the public when he said that two-thirds of foster children in Texas had been placed on psychiatric drugs because they were very, very sick from a bad gene pool.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions. Besides the gene pools, they've then been traumatized by abuse, neglect, and problems, and then they've been traumatized by separation, and all those things predispose to mental illness.
The Western world is now implementing eugenics pre-crime policies. Fetuses are now being pre-screened according to family histories of crime. From Portland, Oregon to London, England, Child Protective Services are enrolling newborn children into criminal databases at birth and forcing them to attend probation hearings at age 2. The overlords of scientific dictatorship are ruthlessly prosecuting a war on our most defenseless. In December of 1974, the U.S. government made third world population reduction a central national security issue. The operation plan titled National Security Study Memorandum 200 was simply a regurgitation of the British Commission on Population created by King George VI of England in 1944, which openly stated that populous third world nations posed a threat to the international elite's monopoly of global power. The Kissinger-authored U.S. plan targeted 13 key countries where massive population reduction was called for. Kissinger recommended that IMF and World Bank loans be given on condition that nations initiate aggressive population control programs, such as sterilization. Kissinger also recommended that food be used as a weapon, and that instigating wars was also a helpful tool in reducing population. In 1972, the Nixon White House also implemented a eugenics policy, which was directed by George Herbert Walker Bush, then United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Bush advised China on the formulation of their one-child policy and directed the federal government to forcibly sterilize more than 40% of Native American women on reservations. The Bilderberg-dominated Club of Rome advocated environmentalism as the best front to implement population reduction. Western populations would accept serfdom if it was packaged as saving the earth. Industrialization of Africa, Asia, and Latin America could be blocked. Citizens would more willingly give up their national sovereignty if it were sold as a way to help the planet. The think tank also concocted the peak oil fraud as a way to create artificial scarcity. And the Club of Rome has been aggressively pushing a global carbon tax as a way to fund their planetary government.
In the draft copy of the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment, it states very clearly that we must reduce the human population from its current level of about 6 billion people down to about 1 billion people.
In the 1970s, South Africa developed race-specific bioweapons to target blacks and Asians, and then subsequently sold the technology to Israel in the mid-1980s. In September of 2000, the Project for a New American Century published a document in which Dick Cheney described race-specific bioweapons as politically useful tools.
And somebody mentioned Well, why would they want to reduce the human population when that means less money for them? Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
The overlords of the New World Order are now aggressively pushing for a worldwide one-child policy. The Chinese one-child policy was phased in gradually. In the 60s, when it began, you only had to pay a tax penalty. Only later did they imprison you if you had more than one child. Now the exact same proposals to penalize couples who have more than one child are being made in the United States, England, and Europe.
In the push to reduce global warming, children, according to some, are the new culprits. A think tank in the UK says too many kids are what's making the planet worse, saying large families, anything over two children really, should be frowned upon as an environmental no-no, akin to not reusing your plastic bags, driving one of those big gas-guzzling cars, taking long trips overseas. The UK, in fact, has negative growth. I think Canada does too. That still, families in our rich countries shouldn't have more than two kids.
In 1998, Ted Turner pledged to give more than $1 billion to the United Nations to be spent in the implementation of population reduction policies planet-wide. In 1999, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave $2.2 billion to Planned Parenthood, the United Nations Population Fund, and other population reduction groups. By 2007, the Gates had given more than $30 billion, almost exclusively, to population control groups. The controlled corporate press cynically reported that the Gates were giving the money to help third world children.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Well, rumor has it that Donald Trump is going to fold under pressure and he's going to sign a loyalty pledge to the Republican Party. This means he will have to endorse the 2016 Republican presidential nominee, no matter who it is. And it also means that he will be unable to run as a third-party candidate under any circumstances. The GOP is obviously worried that if Trump were to run as a third-party candidate, that it would jeopardize their chances against the likes of Hillary Clinton or whoever is going to be the Democrat nominee. Now, Trump has threatened to go rogue many times, even during the debate on Fox News. We all remember that. Now, according to Politico, they are saying that a close associate of Donald Trump says he intends to sign the loyalty pledge, just like all the other candidates. Now, in my opinion, I think this is another Trump flip-flop, because we never really know where he stands on a host of issues because he's all over the map. Now, I was really hoping that he was going to stick to his guns and hold the Republican Party hostage, because not signing the loyalty pledge, well, that gave him lots of leverage. If there is, you know, if there's no danger of Trump cutting loose and running on his own, well, then you can expect the attack dogs. This is when they're really going to come out against him, folks. And you watch. Once he signs that loyalty pledge, that's when all Trump's skeletons are going to start coming out of the closet. I think it's a bad political move on his part. And I think we are seeing the beginning of Operation Dump the Trump.
Will Donald Trump sign the GOP pledge precluding a third-party run? According to a close associate, the GOP candidate intends to sign the loyalty pledge that would bind him to endorse the Republican nominee and would preclude him a third-party run. The Republican National Committee has made it clear that they want every candidate running for nomination to sign a pledge not to break off and run as a third-party candidate under any circumstances. The GOP is worried that third-party campaigns will jeopardize the party's chances against the eventual Democratic presidential candidate. And as he's currently the most popular candidate, the GOP is concerned that Donald Trump may break off from the pact, and he has repeatedly threatened to do so.
We're looking for you to raise your hand now. Raise your hand now if you won't make that pledge tonight. Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump.
Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul reminded everyone that it was Ross Perot who ended up giving us the first Clinton, and if Trump breaks off, he could give us another Clinton.
Their royal highness, indeed. The Sun published a secret 1933 film showing Queen Elizabeth being taught the Nazi salute by her treasonous uncle Edward VIII, the Prince of Wales. He would later be known as King Edward VIII and Emperor of India, but would be quietly removed from the throne less than 12 months later as he remained pro-Nazi, even after the war accelerated. His scandalous marriage to a doubly divorced American woman would be his downfall, as the history books would have you believe. However, the once and future king was pigeonholed to the Bahamas as its governor because his Nazi sympathies became widely known during World War II. 2 years before his death, Edward told an interviewer that he never thought Hitler was such a bad chap. An MI5 report featuring a British admiral who had attended Hitler's 1937 Nuremberg rally said that Hitler would soon invade, but there was no reason to worry about it because he would bring the Duke of Windsor, formerly King Edward, over as king. So how far back has the German parasite sat on the English throne? The lineage is long, but begins with the Act of Settlement of 1701, when the Parliament of England granted the English throne to Protestant heir Sophia of Hanover. A German lineage of King George's soon followed, as did the American War for Independence. In 1840, Queen Victoria married her first cousin, Prince Albert, the son of the Duke of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha House in Germany. Up until the First World War, the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and another German aristocratic name, Wettin, were used. Those names were replaced with Windsor, essentially a cover for a hard line of German aristocrats occupying the British throne. Queen Elizabeth married Prince Philip. Prince Philip is from the German House of Glücksburg. Two of Prince Philip's brothers-in-law fought for the Nazis, and many of his relatives were linked with the Nazi Party. In a frank interview, he said they found Hitler's attempts to restore Germany's power and prestige attractive, and admitted they had inhibitions about the Jews. From Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip sprang a man so obsessed with his ancestral ties to the bloodthirsty monster Vlad the Impaler that he has bought up so much property in Romania, he now owns an entire village.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
And Prince Andrew, who was accused of child sex charges after now allegedly being part of Jeffrey Epstein's case of pedophilia.
and Prince Edward, whose wife Sophie was embroiled in a scandal involving sex tours, drugs, and gay prostitution after she was recorded by a reporter posing as a sheik.
And have they stopped? No, they've increased. The royal coverage, oh, the royal carriage. Almost every time I see CNN, it's the Queen of England, Gracious Lido, oh, we love you. They'll have that British reporter on going, they're probably having pea soup and something proper meal. And again, I'm not an Anglophobe, ladies and gentlemen. I love England. Love a lot of the culture. It's amazing. Led with the Magna Carta and the real Renaissance worldwide. So much has come out of the British Isles. But not the globalist and the Transylvanian royal family perched like giant stinking vultures on the carcass of the UK.
So, when German Prince Harry dons a Nazi insignia at a private party and sheepishly apologizes to the adoring brainwashed public, and films are revealed of Queen Elizabeth giving the Heil Hitler salute, real Britons know full well they are under occupation. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, I'm in Fox Lake still for the second day. This is the area where the manhunt's going on for the three suspected cop killers that shot and killed a lieutenant who had been a 30-year veteran of the police force. Now, last night I was able to see the ending of the vigil. I was actually out in the neighborhoods going door-to-door as marshals and things like that were walking through neighborhoods, chasing down leads, trying to find out information where these killers could be at. And I caught the very tail end of the vigil. There was probably 1,000 people coming out there, which shows you the community really liked this guy, that he was a good guy, a stand-up guy, not a bad cop that you hear about, but a good one, because there are some good cops out there. And to see that many people come out, I hope that one day if I die, that many people will show up for my funeral, for my vigil, to support what I stood for in life. But that just goes to show you what kind of a man he was. Then you have a disgusting human being who just throws that all away and decides, you know what, I don't even care about that. I'm going to be selfish because I need attention. So if you watched my Ustream last night, the Alex Jones Live, you saw that I was up until about 2 a.m. running around in the blockade, chasing after the suspects that we got a tip on, because a lady called in, said that she was essentially two guys tried to rob her. They were trying to get a ride up to Milwaukee. She gave the description to fit the guys that the police were looking for, which was a white guy and a black guy, and there's one more white guy somewhere. And this turned into an all-night manhunt. Helicopters in the air, aircraft, police officers everywhere from all around, marshals, FBI, ATF, everyone's out there, dog units. And I'm sitting out there inside this area walking through cornfields because of a hoax, because a lady needed attention because she was that starved for attention from someone that she decided to fabricate and completely and totally lie and screw this entire thing up. If they don't find these cop killers, it will be because of her. And you know what they're going to do? Right now, they said that they're going to charge her with 2 counts of disorderly conduct. Are you kidding me? You just had an all-night manhunt go on. I slept with the police scanner on all night waiting to hear something, and then I wake up this morning to see that it was all a lie. Well, guess what? I hope you go to jail for a long time because you're going to get a ton of attention. Orange is the new black. I hope that orange suit fits you well. Now stay tuned. I'll be on the Alex Jones Show here in just a little bit talking about my experiences yesterday walking through the neighborhoods in Fox Lake in the pursuit of these suspected cop killers. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Until then, have a blessed evening, and we'll see you back right here tomorrow night. See ya.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different
cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.